Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, to the voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt, broadcasting from Spokane, Washington, in the heart of the American Redoubt and Liberty State. Well, not in the heart of Liberty State, but on the eastern edges of Liberty State, on KTW 630 AM and 96.5 FM, and of course our live streaming audience, and especially those of you listening outside the wire in occupied territory or from one of the other free zones, welcome. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show, and I am John Jacob Schmidt, your host. Hey, don't forget also, we do have a call-in number that you can listen. Well, our friends at the radio station have provided this. This is separate than the call-in number on Sunday evenings for our live podcasts. But, and by the way, I'm working through some gremlins in the system that's been disrupting our stream on Sunday evenings. But that number, if you want to write it down, so you can call in if you happen to have limited bandwidth or maybe you're away from an internet connection, but you can make a phone call. If you're ready, that number is 1-857-757-1085. That's area code 857-757-1085. All right. Now, in this, boy, I keep saying this every week. There's just so much going on. There's a lot going on, but it has really been an avalanche of continuous information, things that are unfolding from the local level, our regional level, across the American Redoubt, and which is, of course, the safe haven and refuge for God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots that are strategically relocating out of these heavily Marxist-dominated areas into areas where they still feel free. And of course, that drives the leftists absolutely nuts, that the conservative Christian patriots would be so brazen and so rejecting of what they're trying to sell in the urban areas and overrun areas that they would want to leave. You got the guts, you actually have the gall to leave and reject Marxism, and you want to be free over here. Well, you must be a bunch of extremists trying to overthrow the government. You're probably all a bunch of racists. Well, they don't even know what to make of it, so they just pin every type of malignant label on it that they can. Well, that's a sign of desperation. So I'm trying to figure out what to talk about, because there is really a lot. I'm thought, oh, they got the Super Bowl, got coronavirus, got the President Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu working a deal that's actually going to expand more land to Israel. And that, man alive, is that got the left spun up. Hey, you know, they're lucky that the Israelites haven't just chosen to take everything that God promised them. The United Nations didn't give Israel land. The British didn't. The United States didn't. God did. And, you know, they claimed it in 1948. And they didn't even claim everything God promised to them. So, boy, they're really sore over it, though. But this will apparently expand. Now, people are saying this is the first steps toward a peace deal. I was listening to, I was torturing myself by listening to an NPR piece where they had some Islamic expert talking about the occupation of Palestine by the Zionists and this is taxpayer funded radio programming. It was just, well, actually it was a very entertaining 40 minutes because they covered all kinds of other stuff from transgenderism and everything else. And it made me realize it just reemphasized and reaffirmed that what I think I'm seeing, I'm actually seeing. This world is going increasingly insane by the day. There, I mean, by the minute almost, as fast as stuff, if you're paying attention, how fast things are unfolding, how rapidly we are accelerating on this downhill course toward our own destruction as a culture. But very interesting. So I thought, you know, well, hey, can't forget about the latest updates in the saga of the unhinged Marxists and the rogue, out of control rhino Republicans and their campaign to unseat Christian Patriot legislator Matt Shea. Of course, that effort, just like the impeachment against President Trump, is unraveling really quickly. And I'm going to cover that here in segment one. I'm going to talk about the coronavirus situation and some of my thoughts on it in segment two. And if we get time to it, I'll talk about the Super Bowl a little bit. I've got some thoughts on that as well. We are at AMCON 4. That's the AMRON readiness condition level 4 for emergency communications, not because of the coronavirus, not because of these latest reports revealing Representative Matt Shea being a terrorist. That's sarcasm there. No, it's because of the continuing threat, the cyber threat by Iran and their proxies. And so we don't want to look. We have a short attention span when it comes to news cycles. And it's easy to take our eyes off and forget. It was just weeks ago that we took out one of Iranian's generals that was behind a lot of terrorist attacks. And they vowed revenge, and so they have the capabilities. We are watching that for a while now. We're going to continue keeping our eye on that ball and not be looking. We're going to keep our eye on that left hand while the right hand's waving around wildly. So that's why we were at AMCON 4. For those of you that are into emergency preparedness and emergency communications and you track the AMRON website, you see the banner there, AMCON 4. That's why. So let's go to Redoubt News to see the latest excellent article that just came out yesterday, the day before yesterday. Now, yesterday, another one came out on top of that with several of Representative Matt Shea's responses to the accusing Representative Matt Shea of doxing law enforcement agencies and releasing sensitive information, which is untrue. And then they say, to prove it, we're going to post all this information right here. And of course, they didn't post, you know, his letter. They posted this document with all this law enforcement personal information on it. So the Democrats doxed law enforcement, the very same thing they falsely accused Representative Shea of doing. It's bizarre. And like I said, we're living in an insane world. It's losing its grasp on any rational thinking. And it's embracing lunacy, and any type of rational thinking has become the enemy that must be attacked. And if you are normal, if you hold to traditional Judeo-Christian values and American heritage, it's like the invasion of the body snatchers. When they recognize you, they point and they start shrieking and pointing at you because you're different, right? And then they all start rushing to attack you. This is what it's like. It's what it feels like. And you're just thinking, really? I'm going to talk tomorrow night more about this NPR show that I listened to yesterday, a couple of days ago. This transgender activist talking about this bill, I think it's South Dakota, they're trying to pass to prevent children from getting transgender surgery, and they're saying they're denying children life saving medical attention. That's what they said. I'm just shaking my head. It was this whole series of like this staccato of insanity bullets that were just coming from the radio is just really, it was very surreal to have to sit and listen to. Well, I didn't have to. I could have turned the channel, but I was fascinated, like watching a train wreck or a bad car accident or going to Walmart and just people watching. You just can't take your eyes off of some things, right? Okay, so Redoubt News, confronting the Washington State GOP. This is beautifully done. And I'm just going to read the first part of it to you because I want to refer you over to Redoubt News to read the whole article for yourself. I don't need to sit here and just read to you the whole time. But Sherry Duvalli nails it again. An elected precinct. Oh, by the way, these articles are making it over into whatfinger.com, which is, you know, thumbs up or thumb down. Whatfinger, which is kind of strange. It should be whatthumb.com. But anyway, it's kind of it's replacing Drudge, since Drudge kind of folded up on us for whatever reason. They started going left. But whatfinger.com and then thelibertydaily.com is another one. It's like Drudge. It's an aggregate news site. Both of these excellent. I go to regularly. So a lot of the great journalism that's happening over at Redoubt News is making its way onto the aggregate conservative and patriot news sites, the alternative to the left news sites. And she writes, an elected precinct committee person, which is a committeeman, which is actually a woman, but it's a the title is called a committeeman, whether you're a man or a woman. And so, but we want to, you know, be sensitive. This day and age, an elected precinct committee person from Pierce County, Washington, has sent a letter to Republicans in Olympia and around the state questioning why they threw their elected colleague under the bus. Meg Harrison, God bless you. This is an elected position. A precinct committeeman, Meg Harrison, was shocked when she read the Rampart report concerning Representative Matt Shea. She spent the next couple of weeks tracking down and interviewing witnesses. She did a counter investigation. So I want to get to a, so she says that she spent time easily disproving the Rampart report through interviews and documents that were readily obtained. She shows disturbing evidence that the leadership of the state GOP accepted without verification this untrue political hit piece full of libel. She continues on the in the six-page letter to the Republicans. This is pushing back against the Republicans in Washington State. Now, if you're new, or maybe you're out of the area for a while, this Rampart report was this commissioned report for a private investigation company at the cost of taxpayers, $120,000+, that the legislature paid for this to hire a company, which, by the way, is owned by someone who is a donor to the leftist mayor election campaign of Seattle, but has concluded that Representative Matt Shea and the circle of people that he surrounds himself with are domestic terrorists. And the Republican Party accepted it and pulled him from the caucus, the Republican caucus. The most prevalent question has been, Meg continues on writing, Meg Harrison, if I can so easily find this information, speak to these candid witnesses who were literally at the sides of these three events, find court documents and other material facts, how is it that Rampart Group failed to find any of the same information with their vast resources or even pick up the phone to call any of the actual witnesses who were present? I'm so glad that an elected official is putting this in an official document and presenting it, because this is so true. I personally was at two of the three events. Well, I wasn't at Malheur, Oregon, but I was very much involved in all the phone conversations. And I know for a fact that he was not part of the planning process of the takeover of Malheur Wildlife Refuge. I also was at the Priest River event, where the sheriff and the chief of police and the undersheriff of Bonner County stood next to Representative Matt Shea and Representatives and Representative Heather Scott from Idaho, saying, we are not going to allow this unlawful action against this veteran who the VA says needs to be disarmed. It's just not going to happen today. So that's part of, that's one of the domestic terrorist incidents, because Representative Matt Shea was involved in this armed standoff involving a veteran. So that's how they've been twisting things. And also, I was never asked, none of the material witnesses that supposedly were involved in this were ever interviewed for this. In fact, I personally have conducted podcasts and radio shows refuting some of the false claims that have come out in hit pieces, in articles that this Rampart group has used as evidence. They've used hit pieces, leftist-driven, obviously politically motivated opinion pieces as evidence, overlooking radio shows and podcasts and articles which counter what they used as evidence. This whole thing's a sham. And so she documents this, runs down line by line. You've got to read it for yourself. Such great points. And then that was the county GOPs uniting against rogue Republicans in Olympia. More and more counties now are presenting letters in support of Representative Matt Shea, denouncing the false pretenses and the sham that this so-called investigation was, and how quickly the rhinos caved instead of standing up for the rule of law, standing up for somebody being falsely accused, standing by him. They bought the whole thing hook, line, and sinker. Well, now the pushback has come out. There's some great articles also. I'm going to put in the highlights and resources posting for this show. Another one was over at Renew America. Absolutely phenomenal article by Brian Fisher. It's called The Ballad of Matt Shea. You can just write it down. You can go do an internet search right now and just go find it. You don't have to wait 24 hours for the highlights and resources to get posted at RadioFreeRedoubt.com for this show. You can just go straight there. Look up The Ballad of Matt Shea at RenewAmerica.com. RenewAmerica.com. And I'll just write the opening statement that Brian Fisher writes. Is, we've seen it happen before. There was Brett Kavanaugh, attacked relentlessly and shamelessly with scurrilous, unfounded, and uncorroborated accusations from decades ago. Then there was Judge Roy Moore, again ambushed with defamatory and manufactured accusations from decades ago, all of which fell apart on closer examination. For the past 3+ years, progressives have been trying to politically decapitate the President of the United States, we call that a coup, using the same sleazy tactics. Now we are seeing it happen again with Matt Shea, a staunch constitutional conservative in the state of Washington. And then he goes on and just completely pulls the leftists, Marxists, and their shill, this Rampart Group report, to pieces. And is a beautiful thing. So anyway, go check that out as well and read up, because people have been emailing. So I just heard the sheriff of Spokane County said this thing. This is horrible. They're calling people that live in the American Redoubt or people that want Liberty State secessionists and extremists and terrorists. And why are they saying that? Well, hey, you know what? You can get yourself completely brought up to speed by just going to these resources that I just mentioned and then start following the rabbit trail, because it is all out there. There is so much that completely destroys the leftist narrative, that the rhinos, so-called Republicans, and even some people who call themselves Christians are trying to push on the community and the people of Washington State. And this documentation that increasingly is coming out is completely shredding those false allegations, misleading, out of context. It's a smear campaign. It is a campaign. Before we take a break, if you haven't done so, check out Liberty State Radio this last week. Lady Liberty did a phenomenal show covering global warming fraud and how it applies here in Washington State really lays out the case, another reason why we need Liberty State in Eastern Washington. And that just came out. That's also posted at redoubtnews.com. And I think whatfinger.com also picked up that latest Liberty State radio episode. So go check that out. Go to libertystate.org and click on the news tab. And then all of those shows are there. And you can also go to directly to the podcast hosting site where all of those are uploaded to and listen to all of them. They're excellent, phenomenal. I learn something new every single episode. And you can go there by going to www.libertystateradio.podbean.com. That's podbean.com. And that's where all of Radio Free Redoubt's shows are uploaded to as well. So you can listen to them, share them, download them. Representative Matt Shea's show, Liberty Patriot Radio, is up at Podbean as well. So, yeah, there's a lot of good stuff. We're all over there. All right, this episode was brought to you by Works Holsters, Patriot-owned business in the heart of the American Redoubt, making custom Kydex holsters and magazine carriers, and they have a lifetime guarantee in all their products. So check them out at works.com, W-E-R-K-Z.com. We'll be right back.
Greetings, Patriots. This is Chris Walsh, broker at Revolutionary Realty, located in the heart of America's Great Redoubt, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I sell land and backwoods cabins to America's Patriots every day. Creeks, springs, timber, and game, good survivable property without natural disasters. The state of Idaho has a balanced budget, and our people believe deeply in the Second Amendment. Call me today at 208-667-1776 or visit me online at www.revrealty.us. I'll be glad to serve you, and God bless America.
The United States is founded on the principle that our rights do not come from government. They come from God. The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots.
All right, we're back with segment two of Radio Free Redoubt, February 1st. Here we are. Here we go. We're into it. The middle of the first quarter of 2020. It's going to be good. It's going to be interesting. All right. This segment is brought to you by Riverfront Suites. RiverfrontSuites.com is the website. Six fully furnished suites right on the St. Joe River in St. Mary's, Idaho, about an hour south of Coeur d'Alene. Patriot-owned business. Check them out for your weekend getaway. RiverfrontSuites.com. All right. Now, let's talk about this coronavirus real quick. A lot of people are pretty spun up over this, and I have just been completely overwhelmed with videos and articles and links and stuff that people are continuously sending, and it is all over the board. People saying, I'm speaking with authority. This is horrible. It's worse than they're saying. We're all going to die, right? And then other people are like, this is nothing. This is another strain of the flu. I'm a medical professional, and this is blah, blah, blah. Okay, so, and here we are, left in the middle, confused, going back and forth. What is it bad? What do I do? So this is nothing. This is nothing to sneeze at, right? This is nothing to take lightly, but it's also not one of the bowls of wrath being poured out. Oh, okay, so let's keep some level heads here. It's true. This is an extremely fast moving, highly contagious virus that does have a death rate of 7%. 7 out of 100 people will die. But we lose 80,000 people a year. Did you know that? 80,000 people a year on average, just to the strain which goes through the United States annually. Is what, 38,000 people in car accidents? And, so right now on The Blaze, there is an article saying this is the first CDC quarantine order in over 50 years. The coronavirus prompts first quarantine order in the in over 50 years on the 195 people who took a flight back from China to California. And they're saying we're preparing as if this is the next pandemic. This is what they're saying. So they're taking it seriously. So this is what I've been telling people. I'm involved in several chat groups and threads where people are discussing this. And there's various levels of reaction. I'm like, look, this is what we do. We watch and we wait. And then you continue on with your life. You should be practicing good hygiene already anyway. And I've always said avoid crowds. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. But even the experts are giving conflicting information. So, A, you can never and should never trust official reports of any communist government when it comes to pretty much anything, and especially about something that might reflect on their competence or incompetence in their ability to respond to a disaster. Now, B, our own government doesn't have a very great track record for responding to disasters. So, be prepared to be on your own. Just like the Chinese citizens are saying in smuggled videos coming out of there, do not trust the government. That's what citizens there are saying. Secondly, be prepared to quarantine yourself and your family. And that just might include staying home from any public places like the Super Bowl parties, which you should anyway. Super Bowl. Practice supreme hygiene. Be prepared to survive getting infected should it happen to you. These are all extremely survivable strains. Even this latest one. Even the extreme models that I've seen indicate above about 7% mortality rate. We lose that many people, 80,000 people a year just to the flu. Immunity boosters. There's lots of hydration. Use lots of hydration, replacing electrolytes. Use colloidal silver. I'm a firm believer in that. And there are tons of prepper sites with medical professionals giving consistent, solid advice how to get through a pandemic if one of these strains of viruses hits. And finally, trust in the Lord. You have no control over anything after you've taken prudent measures and have trusted Him. And remember, this is nothing compared to what we were promised is coming one day in the future. This one isn't it. All right? Okay, guys, I'm out of time. Join us tomorrow night at RadioFreeReadout.com, 8 p.m. for our weekly podcast. You guys have a blessed rest of the week. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, out.